We now have our, not quite resident, but our culinary expert. Can we call you an expert?
That might be pushing
it. No, that
a
might
wee
be
bit.
Pushing it anyway. But this is Emma's coming here today to share a couple of quick recipes, something you can, I understand, throw up in a bit of a hurry. Is it? No, well, not throw up in a hurry. That's probably a really bad way to actually introduce that. I think that was probably a bit of a shocker because we would hate for anyone to throw up in a hurry after eating some of your food. So let's try that again. Throw together in a hurry. One word makes such a difference, doesn't it?
That sounds a
way welcome,
better.
Emma, and thank you for coming in today.
I've been away this week and I was thinking, what can I talk about? I didn't have time to bake any delights yesterday. So I've gone for my fallback, a bit of store cupboard cookery. And for me, that's always pasta. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk a wee bit about what pasta Italians tend to serve with which sauces, because a lot of people, when you think about a pasta dish, you go, spaghetti bolognese. But that's not something you would necessarily be served in Italy. Italians prefer to use thin pastas like spaghetti or linguine with olive oil and tomato sauces, where the sauce will cling to the pasta when it's twirled onto the fork. I know every time I have spaghetti bolognese, I end up with forkfuls of spaghetti with a sort of wee slick of sauce and then a great big dish full of meat when all the pasta's gone. If you have a bolognese or ragu sauce, you're more likely to have a wide pasta like tagliatelle or rigatoni, sort of large tube pasta with grooves, so it traps the sauce and you get all the lovely meaty juices in the middle of the tubes. So what I have got today is a couple of spaghetti recipes. The first one is spaghetti alla puttanesca, which means whore's spaghetti, or Nigella Lawson calls it slut spaghetti, which is quite a nice name. It's thought, there's several different schools of thought around where this name came from, but some of the most common suggest that it's from Italy, around about the mid-1900s.
Yes.
And it was an easy meal that the women of the night could cook up quickly in between clients.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it's got a beautiful full-bodied scent when you're cooking the sauce, and apparently this would waft into the streets and entice more clients in.
Really?
Or alternatively, it could be a very quick meal that women could throw together themselves at home to minimise their time in the kitchen, stop their husbands straying.
Right.
Anyway, both of these recipes are going to be accompany enough pasta for about four hungry people. So that's about 500 grams. Just before I start, some of these recipes can be very, very precise about the amount of garlic or other little ingredients that you need in there. And I hate to think of somebody painstakingly measuring out a quarter of a teaspoon of garlic. I'm a garlic freak, so if you are, throw more in. It may not give you the original subtle flavour combinations of the original, but this is your dinner. You're not entering into an authentic Italian cooking competition, so it's your dinner, so you adjust it as you like.
Yes.
So for spaghetti alla puttanesca, you want some extra virgin olive oil, 6 anchovy fillets, which you've chopped up, about half a teaspoon of finely chopped garlic, or however much you wish to throw in, a couple of tins of tomatoes, which you've chopped up, and plus their juice, some salt, some oregano, either 2 teaspoons of fresh oregano, which you've chopped up, or half a teaspoon of dried, about 2 tablespoons of capers, which you've rinsed, and 8 to 10 black olives, and you've sliced the flesh away from the stone. So you pop your olive oil and your anchovies in a pan over a low heat, and stir them with a wooden spoon until the anchovies dissolve. They break up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Add the garlic and cook for just about 15 seconds, being careful not to burn it, because once you've burnt the garlic, it's bitter and just horrible.
Mm.
I turn the heat up a wee bit to medium, add the tomatoes and a pinch of salt to bring out the flavour in those tomatoes. When it comes to the boil, reduce the heat and simmer it until the tomatoes have reduced and your sauce is thickening and the tomatoes have separated a bit from the oil. And then you take it off the heat and set aside for a wee bit. Put your pasta on to cook, and then about halfway through the cooking time, put the sauce back onto a medium heat, add the oregano, the capers, and the olives. And then when your pasta is cooked, drain it and toss it all together with the sauce in the saucepan over a low heat. Add a tablespoon of olive oil. Taste for salt and serve immediately while it's still lovely and warm.
Delicious. It sounds absolutely lovely. And you've just reminded me that it's nearly lunchtime and my tummy is now telling me I'm hungry after that. So, yeah, that sounds lovely. And I believe you may have something else for us as well to
it's
work through that.
It's very similar method to the last one, another nice quick one. penne all'arrabbiata, which is angry pasta. So-called because it's got a nice sprinkling of chilli in it, and you can change the amount of chilli depending on how angry you're feeling. It's a lovely dish for when you need something warming. It's got the salt, it's got garlic, it's got the chilli, and it's just really, really yummy. It's one of my favourites if it's if I'm not sure what I'm going to cook. So again, you start out with your extra virgin olive oil, half a teaspoon roughly of finely chopped garlic, pancetta or bacon. The recipe I saw said about 60 grams, but, you know, go with what you feel like. Two tins of tomato again, chili flakes, salt, basil leaves, and some grated cheese, some pecorino or some parmesan, something like that. And again, you heat up your olive oil in your garlic in a pan over medium heat, and this time cook it just until the garlic starts to sizzle. And once that's happened, you add your pancetta or your bacon, and you cook until that's well browned but not too crisp. Add your tomatoes and your chili flakes and your salt. Now, the sauce will already be slightly salty from the pancetta, so taste it. It's always better to start off with a little bit and add it, because if you put too much in to start off with, you can't take it out again. So then reduce the heat and again simmer until it's reduced and the tomatoes and the oil have separated out. And take it off the heat and set it aside. Now, if you want to do this earlier on in the day, you can prepare it up to this stage and then pop it in the fridge and take it back out again when you're ready to finish cooking. So when your pasta is nearly finished cooking, put the sauce back on the heat, tear up the basil leaves, do it with your fingers, because if you use a knife or scissors, it will discolour it, and pop that into the pan with the sauce. And then again, when your pasta is ready, drain it, pop it into the sauce, into the pan with the sauce, turn off the heat, add a teaspoon of olive oil and the grated cheese, then just one final taste for salt and spiciness, and tuck in.
Absolutely delicious. So, look, thank you, Emma, very much for that. We need to wrap the program up now, so thank you very much for your time. And if we were going to try and put a couple of those recipes on the website, I haven't actually managed to achieve that yet, but it's something I want to do. So hopefully we can make that happen very soon. And so I'd just like to thank all of our guests today for coming along and giving of their time. I'd also like to give a bit of a shout out to the people and behind the scenes here at Waiheke Radio, the people that obviously set all the gear up before I get here and stumble through my show every morning. There's a lot of people involved in the radio station that aren't paid to do it, and they give an awful lot of their time and commitment, and often obviously a lot of passion involved in it too. So I'd just like to say to all you people, all you folks, thank you very much for what you're doing, because you're not that visible to many people, but you do make it happen and you make my job easy. And I know a lot of people out there and are enjoying the various programs that the island can provide, and we're lucky to have our own radio station. Anyway, no more to go now, so we'll sign off. Everyone have a lovely weekend, and thanks very much for listening.